Right. Oh.
Is it coming?
Is it coming? How do you feel about you being now classified as a legend?
Is that me classified as a legend, is it?
Oh. Yes. what do you think of your photo?
I never took a good photo, that's for sure. And that just proves it. it's good to be mentioned and speaking to Bert and Willie Callaghan there and Roy Barry. It is a privilege to be mentioned in the same breath as some of that players up in the wall. So, yeah.
But you scored a few goals when you were playing, and you made.
I scored a few and missed a few, and I suppose when you look back, you always remember the goals. But you can remember a lot of bad games as well, and I think it's important to remember that everything's never perfect. And even for the present squad, everything's never ideal, and there's a lot of bad times in there as well, and you have, it's how you cope with the bad times, I suppose, it proves you in the end.
When you were playing, what you were here at a good era as well. I mean, a lot of people look back at the 60s era saying that the 60s was the best era, those that can remember that far back. But the 90s was a good era as well, and you were here then. What was a good thing about it?
When you're playing football and playing professional football, it's always a good time because it's something you love doing anyway. I suppose the club had been at a kind of a low, and it, as always, the only way is up kind of thing, and that happened through the 90s, where I think we had a team maybe no blessed with exceptional players, you could say, but we all worked as a team and we enjoyed our football, we enjoyed the training, and I think we kind of played an attacking brand of football. So it was a great time to be here.
Because you were signed by Jockey Scott, but then it was when Bert and Dick took over that it then seemed to push on.
I think it's maybe important to remember it. Jockey was really unlucky that season. I think it was missed out in promotion by a point or something in the last game of the season. I don't know if I'm right in saying that, but it could have easily went the other way, and that's the thin lines there is in football. But certainly when Bert and Dick came in, it's sort of galvanised more the support, having the local guys back in charge, and things kind of took off with there. But again, it took us a wee while to get out of that division. Again, it doesn't just happen, you have to work for it, and as I'm saying, there's ups and downs along the way as well, but certainly the support that we got for the crowd and everything at that time was a big factor in us as being a successful and attractive team.
Any games stand out for you?
There's lots of games. Some of them, and I always go back to the night time games at East End under the floodlights. It was a lot of exciting and big crowds. I think the standing at games then did prove for a better atmosphere. But the night time games under lights at East End was great.
Did you ever want to be a manager?
It's a difficult one. I always enjoyed coaching, and I still enjoy coaching. Managing maybe was a slightly different thing. It didn't happen, so there you go.
So are you happy with your lot now?
Oh, I'm always happy. There's no point in looking back with any kind of regrets. Like I say, I enjoy still being involved in the coaching, and hope to do so for a good while yet.
Right.